The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. We will cover the fires of California. It happens every year, I think. We've been talking about this again and again on this show. But California is mismanaging its environment. It is mismanaging its fire efforts, its prevention of fire. It's mismanaging a lot. I mean, California is a monument to unsustainability. And naturally, what's unsustainable ends up burning or ends up being destroyed in some other way. Sometimes it's nature, sometimes it's man. This time, it seems to be a combination of both because, I mean, a lot of these fires are started by sparking electrical transformers that are sparking. They are let to spark for hours and... But yeah, of course, you end up with fires, and these fires are totally not controlled right now. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, did you sell all of your Bitcoin? Yeah, pretty much. I always keep a little bottom, but yeah, I sold pretty much all of my Bitcoin. I might rebuy. I think 93K is a potential rebuy target. It's already been hit yesterday. 95K right now. Should I wait for 80K to rebuy? 80K is probably not going to happen. I don't know. I'm juggling with the idea of buying back, but holy shit, did I hit the peak twice with my sales. Pop, pop, twice peak detection. Well, I've learned a lot across the years with failing. I've learned a lot that your little emotion inside of you that tells you, it's going to keep going up. You know, when you start drinking too much of the Michael Saylor Kool-Aid, you end up saying, all right, I'm going to stay in. But this has cost me some opportunities to profit at times in my life. And now that I'm an older man, I'm like, new price, new ATH is hit, I'm selling. New ATH, selling. And so that's how you make a little more profit with your trades. Lendold Guntram says, yeah, you hit the peak better than a bunch of pro traders. Absolutely. Well, I benefit from a lot because there's a community that discusses finance. And shout out to the people in it, Sub7, Renting Patriarch. They are on my Discord server. And these guys are real experts of the subject. They show graphs, they share their findings. They've been making money with trading for years. And so I benefit from a lot of their wisdom. When I tell you I decide that it's the peak today, it's not just me. It's this whole community that's justifying their analysis. And they're very good. They're very good. I've learned that they were at least 50% right, 50% of the time right, which is not so bad in trading. If you can have a risk management strategy combined with a guy who's 50% right on things and another guy who's also 50% right, you combine all of their wisdom and you integrate it. Speaker's Corner says, but Jeff, doesn't the cap gains tax means you need 80K just to break even and get the same amount of Bitcoin back? Oh, well, the way capital gains tax, it shouldn't influence your trading much, capital gains tax. Because, okay, let's say I was into this this bull run, the last bull run I was in, I think I had bought at about 7,000. I've already more than 10x'd. Now, the question is, if you sell, you do have a capital gains tax to report. But if you wait and you wait for a higher price, you're going to have more capital gains tax to report later. Sometimes you want to chunk your capital gains tax reporting, which is why selling in December also makes sense. You can just pay the capital gains tax, and the next time you have a gain, it will be a smaller gain because that won't be a gain on your whole amount. It will not be your whole 10x. The next gain you will have, maybe a 2x or a 3x, you're going to pay less capital gains tax later if you pay it now. So for this reason, strategically, yes, it's important to consider capital gains tax, but it's also important to realize you're going to have to pay it at some point. So pay it now if you can afford it, and then be left alone later. John Drake says, when you buy, you reset your bottom. Yeah, exactly. Well, when you rebuy, yes, you are now, it's now your money, and therefore the gains will be counted on your amount that you've invested from the sales. So capital gains tax is like something you're going to have to pay, and you might as well pay it earlier. If you're a guy like me, I know that the specialist of finances will tell you, oh, well, you have to delay this as much as you can. Well, I don't know. I like to know that I own my Bitcoin. You know, I like to know that I'm not going to have to owe much capital gains tax in the future. So you buy yourself some time by reporting early, paying early, and then it's yours. 14 former and current Minneapolis cops allege that Assistant Chief Kathy Blackwell lied during the Derek Chauvin trial. So there's 14 cops that are saying, hey, we did see the kneel on the neck or kneel on the shoulder or kneel on the back. We have seen these things as methods for restraint in our courses. And she had gone to testify that this was not part of their training. And they say that she has perjured herself. So, I mean, it's such a bad trial that Derek Chauvin had with all these experts stacked up against him. I think there's a lot of evidence that is accumulating that this trial might be argued in an appeal to have to be redone, or perhaps at least have to be canceled for now, and perhaps have to be redone under more fair circumstances. Barnaby Bruto says, I was recently reading on the Canada's exit tax, but is there anything if you just move from province to province? I'm not aware. When you move from province to province, whatever province you end up living in December, on December 31st, is your province of tax reporting for the purpose of taxes. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, okay, Canada can join the U.S. as a territory, but you will have to pay federal taxes and not receive any government services. I don't care about receiving government services. So you can keep your government services for yourself. This is our neighbor's backyard in Los Angeles right now. Power lines sparking against trees. Neighbor and I have been trying to call 911 and fire department for 45 minutes with no answer as instructed by power company. Yes, a lot is going on, but the city is failing us. The basic care for your city should include having electrical wires that are free of encumbrances like palm trees. This is one of the most basic things. I see it everywhere I ever lived. The electrical company was always in charge, and it was allowed, specifically it was allowed by the local government, that the electrical company can clear the way to its wires by cutting down a lot of tree branches. And they were doing it. And even if the tree was on your land, they would cut it still because it was a danger for the wires. Now look at this here. And those are scenes that we've seen again and again. In California, this is happening everywhere. Transformers, wires with poor rubber, poor insulation, just sparking into trees. And apparently this has gone on for 45 minutes. There was still no answer from anyone. Not a fire department, not an electrical company coming. And the result is what we have seen, the destruction of this area, which is Palisade. Those visuals are from Malibu here. So rich communities, well off, they live close to the sea. They have these beautiful views. But California is this, as I was pointing out before, is this monument to unsustainability. So you have these beautiful views, you want to preserve them. Now you start making all these rules about, oh yeah, you can't cut palm trees and you can't cut trees. And if you're an insurance company, you can't increase your prices. And something gives up. Something's got to give. Something's got to give when you have so much regulation as in California. And on top of it, you're forced to hire, if you're the city or town square, you're forced to hire diversity. You end up with mayors that stem from your diverse population. You're forced to go, instead of for competence, you're forced to go on criteria like race, and you need to diversify your employees. Now, something's got to give. That's where California is unsustainable. It has this leftist dream of a utopia, but it doesn't deliver on the ground when it's needed, so you end up having entire cities on fire. And many of these people have lost their fire insurance because, as we will see later, the fire insurance, the insurance companies have known that this was going to happen, and they were not allowed to increase their premium by California law. So, or they were highly limited in how much they could increase their premium. So they ended up withdrawing from the sector. Precisely in Palisade, there is the highest level of canceled insurance policies that there is in California. Many people lost their insurance within the last 4 months.
Oh my God.
We're out of the way. And until we get water tenders or the water system restored,
everything on fire.
$1 million.
Oh, more.
Oh my God, look at all these fucking models.
From operation, knock it out with that.
Oh my God.
After I came reporting there, or no.
Entire street.
Holy fuck.
I'll take the strike team.
Everything burned.
With the area, because we still have...
The electrical wires are on fire.
But if you have other priorities...
This is insane.
And they were saying $1 million houses on the video, as DK Shadow points out. Yeah, but it's all fictitious money. Because it's all money that, oh yeah, as long as you can maintain the delusion that this way of living is sustainable, that works. But when the insurance company pulls out, then these natural disasters happen, then you have human error constantly destroying the locals' properties. At some point, something is not sustainable here. At some point, this becomes cheap real estate because it's just burnt land. And there's even people, raising the hypothesis on Twitter that this is all kind of intentional. That what we would be seeing here is an intentional lowering of the values of real estate in California, the same way we've seen the New York mayor kind of making life miserable for New Yorkers with the idea of buying back at a lower price. Let's have a look at some other videos. This is an aerial view apparently the Biden admin had blocked the airspace to planes that were supposedly capable of dropping water, but they were blocked for a whole day. They couldn't operate because of Biden administration making it illegal for them to fly above the fires.
Because President Biden is in town, but this is an incredible view of what it looks like from above.
And they've been talking about this.
All right, so rules come to keep people from fighting the fire, which are still considered 0% under containment. Those are still basically wildfires happening in residential and commercial areas. Here you can see from a distance, look at that smoke. Your society has been judged by nature as unsustainable. John Drake says, this is a great advert for BTC. Imagine owning real estate here. Imagine you have bought the real estate, but you can't find an insurance company, and then the fires are coming, and your insurance company drops you, and there's no alternative that can take you. Ultimately, nature takes care of things. Things that are unsustainable, they are destroyed. Look at what Jeremy Kaufman exposes. Insurance companies knew that fires were likely in the Palisades, but since it's illegal to raise insurance prices, lol, California, they just dropped their customers instead. You compare with other communities. Bel Air has lost 665 insurance policies canceled by State Farm last summer. Some communities, 37. 1,300. Palisade had 1,626 policies canceled by State Farm. There was an alarm. People knew that there was something wrong with this place and that it was going to burn. 1,000. It's the highest area. It's the area where there is the most cancellation of insurance policies. And that's just one insurer. Of course, there's I'm guessing there were many other insurers involved, and they may have used the same strategy. Master Slave says there is state insurance called FAIR if you can't find an insurance plan. Okay, well, you know, I was actually part of a focus group in Canada. You know, they started advertising on my phone. They were saying, do you want to make $25 easily? And you just have to be part of a focus group and give your opinion on insurance policies. And I was like, you know, I don't really care about the $25, but it's good money. And I think it would be hilarious if JF was just to show up in one of these focus groups. And there were boomers around me. And the questions of this focus group were specifically about what you mentioned. State-sponsored forms of insurance against natural disaster. And, man, I was a radical in this focus group because everyone was like, oh yeah, maybe that would be fun to have the government reimburse people's houses if they are flooded in high flood area. And I was like, I am extremely worried about this program. And the focus group, the person who was leading the focus group was like, oh, yes, sir, tell us why you are worried. And I was like, you are creating an incentive for people to build houses in unsustainable places. And you're telling them that they will get an infinitely reproducible guarantee by the government that they will get their money back if that doesn't work. In other words, you are incentivizing people at not caring for their house. And they will end up not caring for their house, and they will end up not building flood protections, and you're going to end up paying them for being stupid. There was one woman in the focus group that was like, hey, what he's saying makes sense. The others were just a bunch of liberal boomers who were like, yeah, sure, I think it's a good idea. So these state programs, they scare me, because it's like there's no magical way to make insurance livable, like viable. So if you're using some kind of magic, that magic will come back and bite you. If you're using some kind of accounting magic, eventually someone is paying for these people burning their houses, you know? Master Slave says there are hazards everywhere. Florida is basically all vulnerable to hurricanes. Yes, but it seems based on what we see with the electrical transformers, with the lack of resources, with the absence of an ability to combat those fires, I would say that we are not in front of hazards here. We are in front of human incompetence and a knowingly unsustainable system that was identified as unsustainable by the insurance companies, which is why they pulled out in advance. I think we're beyond here just, oh, it's just nature, we can't do anything. No, I think we could have done something for this. Like, build intelligently. And don't micromanage the ability of people to farm and protect their own property. Now look at this. This woman, it's so sad. She has to fight the fires herself on her own because the insurance policy gave up on her parents' house. So she's kind of, her parents are old, they're 90 years old. She goes there to fight the fire herself because there's no fireman that will help her. And she's fighting for her inheritance. If her parents are 90 years old, she must be like, ah, this is my house. I'm gonna fight the fire myself.
I'm not supposed to be here, but this is my parents' home.
I know the feeling.
And they just lost.
I know the feeling of having 90-year-old parents with a $1 million home.
They got canceled from their fire insurance.
Cancel culture hits again. Fire insurance.
So they're dealing with this. They're 90 years old. And through the state of California, because of this, they're 90 years old. That they've lived in this house for 75 years, and they've had the same insurance, and these insurance people decided to cancel their fire. And we're going through this, and it just happened, and they have no fire insurance. So thank you, California insurance companies. So
I don't even think the insurance companies are the problem here. I'm sure that if the insurance companies were let to have a model that they can make money from, they would. But here you have a systemic problem where the insurance companies are not allowed to make their prices, and they are faced with the problem that they see the systemic issues with the localities and the mayor and the incapabilities of the electrical company. They just make the rational decision, as DK Shadow says. This proves that they made the right decision.
Supporting residents who pay taxes and love California. And they wonder why people...
Well, maybe you should stop paying taxes and start building for yourself. Everything that you own is what you can build from your own hands, says Owen Benjamin. And I think that although Owen Benjamin is a mentally ill, unstable individual who has no contact with reality, certainly that is one of my favorite sentences from him. What's yours is what you can build with your own hands and protect with your own hands. Well, you were relying on an insurance company. The insurance company was unable to make money because it's being regulated. Overly regulated by your California state. Now you're paying taxes to the California state to overregulate your insurance company. And eventually, logic keeps them out of your living places.
people leave California.
First and foremost, you did get your parents out safely.
I live in Sierra Madre. My parents are in Sierra Madre, but...
And now you know that it is under evacuation as well, north of Sierra Madre Boulevard.
Yeah, I snuck here. You know, there's a will, there's a way. Probably shouldn't do it, but you know what? Under the circumstances, send me to jail. That's fine.
It is unbelievable what's happening here to the neighbors. Your parents' house is still standing. You had a hose. You're doing what you can.
I mean, I have a hose. It doesn't compare to these beloved neighbors that I've known. I was born and raised in this house, and I live...
She's gonna have a house standing, if it goes well for her. She's gonna have a house standing in ashes of an entire city.
In Sierra Madre, and I'm now 62 years old. And this is the house I was born and raised in, and I've never moved out of Pasadena, Sierra Madre, Hastings Ranch.
Well, at some point, it's time to flee the leftism.
Well, let me tell you, it does help for people who aren't here to know what's happening. So you sharing that story, it does a service. I came up to you without even asking your name.
My name is Lynn Levin Guzman. This is the Levin household. I'm a nurse for over 30 years in emergency room. I deal with fire all the time and firefighters. And this situation here, luckily people got out because those are my patients, the people who are not so fortunate to get out.
As you mentioned, let's just hope everyone's okay. Lynn, I'm gonna let you get back.
All right, Lynn, it's time to leave this leftist place. Let them transform their places of living into sewers or ashes. Baby Fuen sends $50. Thank you so much. He says, a token of appreciation to the most underrated mind on the internet. Yeah! Am I not kind of intelligent? Like, what is this whole thing where people don't interact with me? By the way, I'll be on the Richard Spencer show because I missed my appearance yesterday. He was kind enough to re-invite me, so I will be on the Richard Spencer show tomorrow. Tomorrow, I need to set myself and say, JF, you have something to do, and it's Richard Spencer. Baby Fuen says, oh, JF, have you looked on AliExpress for Minecraft blocks? Papa JF does not buy on AliExpress. Papa JF does not interact with any entity in which the ALI sequence of letters ever occurs, because this makes me feel like I'm some kind of Arab. To me, Ali is Alibaba, and it's an Arab guy, floating in the air with a flying carpet, a magical flying carpet. I will never buy at AliExpress because of how they named their stuff. Ali. What the fuck are you talking about? Alibaba? Like a fucking Arab? I'm not an Arab. Angry Sicilian says, where can we find your interview with Spencer? Well, sometimes it's not available. It's only available for the members, and then he's going to put it on the Substack. So sometimes it becomes available later. Baby Fuen says, ha, it's legit. AliExpress is legit. Oh, boy. No, it's not. It's a scam website. Look at that. Center for LGBTQ Studies. Museum of Queer Rights. Completely burned. Museum for the Accomplishments of the Homosexual Population. Sex Shop. Completely burned. Center for... I don't know if those were the buildings. But yeah, you can see that it was a community of very rich, wealthy houses that were operating under an absolute leftist government before and after the LA fires.
Okay, I guess let's park along this street, yeah? And then, Dave, if you can, just
pull
ahead of us and try to set up a signal.
Right here, right here. This is where it's gotta be. This is, oh my God. What? I've never... Look at this. Beyond comprehension.
All right, nothing could be done and nothing still can be done, really. The fires run their course. LA mayor refuses to answer any questions after she returns from her trip to Ghana. Let's have a look at the interaction with the journalist here.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today?
Can you back up, awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster? No apology for them? Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
All right, so she does not answer. Shrink Mamel says, JF, what are your thoughts on Biden banning medical debt from credit reports? It's again an intervention of the state on something that should be entirely private entity. So a credit report is simply a bunch of companies who talk to each other and say, hey, this guy doesn't pay back. Hey, this guy does pay back. And that gives you a credit score. Now, it's free speech as far as I'm concerned, and it's free enterprise when it's done that way. Okay, some people are not paying back and they get labeled in this system of credit. Credit score. Now, if you start coming with the state and say, oh no, there's these types of debt that you cannot include in this. The problem is this medical debt gets treated in the court as important as the other debt. And so in a way, you are deceiving these credit companies. You are saying, oh yeah, this guy has paid back all of its debt. Oh no, but he also owes $5 million in treatments of all kinds that he needed from the hospital. Now, you have a bunch of companies. You have messed up the regular signaling of credit signaling and credit value signaling. You have sent a bunch of companies who will give money to people who are already in debt above their head, and they're not going to be able to pay back. So what you've done is ultimately you have deceived the market for true information in the credit domain, and you have made it more costly for credit companies to do what they do, because now there's a supplementary risk. Now you have to give a credit card to this guy, but you can't know if the guy owes $5 million to his hospital. So you can't know if you're ever going to be paid back if he racks up the credit card and doesn't pay back, or even if he withdraws cash from your credit card to pay his medical debt. Now you've just, when Biden does this, when the state does this, they are screwing and messing up the regular market, making it less efficient. So in the end, it ends up being people will pay more in fees for credit cards and whatever. They will pay more. Ultimately, the cost will be to the people. Trigmamel says, I no longer have incentive to pay my copays that I should pay to the hospital and the university hospital. The incentives are terrible, let me tell you. It's a miracle that the credit system is even surviving, because the credit companies, they have no leverage on you if you don't own anything. If you don't have a house or a car that you're rolling around with, the credit companies cannot do anything anymore to collect on you. So so we end up with a very sick system right now. I can't believe that it still stands on its own. Frog Eyes says, I was actually thinking earlier today, JF is like a beat friend. Like, I don't have any IRL friends, only wife, child, family, no need for friends. But JF has been my kindred spirit, bestie I've known for 10 years. Well, good to know, good to know. Yes, in a way we are dosing friendship here on JFG tonight. In reasonable doses. We're going slow. We don't need too much friendship. We just need that little hour of the day together. They got notification yesterday that their homes probably burned to the ground, but the good news is I'm a great grandfather as of today. Someone has Biden saying this.
They got notification yesterday their home was probably burned to the ground. Today, the parents are maybe still standing, I'm not sure. The good news is, I'm a great grandfather as of today.
Literally. Literally, he stated this. I thought it was a reframing or a paraphrasing, but no. He said, but the good news is, okay, these people's house are burning on fire, but the good news is, I'm a great grandfather. Well, the news are amazing everywhere. I'm happy for Joe Biden that he has accomplished his reproductive purpose and saw his continuity into the third generation, having great-grandchildren. But if you have great-grandchildren, I don't think you should be president of the U.S. Vital LA firefighting equipment was handed down to Ukraine, reports show, as Americans now caught in raging inferno. So LA County firefighters send extra equipment to first responders in Ukraine as war drags on. So you have also this desire of leftists to pay forward and help someone else, help here the Ukrainians, may have deprived the firefighters of the legitimate equipment needed to fight this. Unprecedented fires scorched 3,000 acres in Los Angeles area, forcing 49,000 to evacuate. 300,000 residential and or commercial customers, fire 0% contained, 1,400 firefighters working on it, and a state of emergency has been declared. An apartment complex and supermarket are currently on fire in Altadena, California, and firefighters still have no water to do anything about it. Let's have a look at the images.
About that, and I spoke a little bit earlier today with Lindsay Horvath, one of the board members for the LA County Supervisors, and
I believe we may have seen this building later completely burned to the ground, or a building that looked very much like this one.
Said, you know, how does this happen? And she said, look, we need to do changes. And we're in the midst of already talking about a different water plan for LA County. And this obviously needs to be
massive losses. Imagine all the food, all the products that these companies had. So all in all, we have a lesson that we keep learning every year. California does not manage its forest properly, does not manage its electrical network properly. You know, when they were faced with too much risk of fire because of the sparking electrical transformers, they were making rotational shutdowns. So they were merely doing like, oh, we're going to reduce the chances that there's a fire. Now, eventually people complain. Of course, they don't have electricity at home. And on top of it, it's a rotational shutdown. So you still have some risk. It's unsustainable. You have to fix your entire society so that first, it's not built within forest. You have to make it possible for people to chop forest on their land. I know how leftists work. I've been in leftist cities before. They will tell you, you can't cut your natural tree. You have to keep that many trees on your property because there were that many trees when you bought it. They make these rules. They end up with trees dried, carbon dried around faulty electrical lines, and poof, you have these massive fires. This is not a wildfire. It's wild in the sense that it's not controlled, but it's a wildfire within urban society. Sam Altman's sister, Anne Altman, has accused Sam Altman, OpenAI CEO, of years of sexual abuse and filed a lawsuit for CNBC. Sam Altman denied the claims, posting on X that the claims are utterly untrue. We had covered this story when it was developing. Now they're just recycling the story because the lawsuit has been filed. Basically, Sam Altman's sister trying to get money now that Sam Altman is quite rich and now that he's got so much exposure. Now, I've been looking through the evidence, and Sam Altman basically says, my sister has a mental disorder. Very hard for the family to deal with this. We've always shown comprehension for her, tried to help her understand, and she just is a sick person in the head. Which I'm kind of sympathetic to Sam Altman here. I'm kind of torn because I would like it if Sam Altman was to be found to be some criminal and be punished in court. But at the same time, I know about crazy woman. I'm kind of the worldwide specialist of it. And let me tell you, these women, sometimes they have no contact with reality at all. I say sometimes, that it's like 99% of the women. 99.99999% of the women. If she's out there making these claims that, oh, he raped me when we were young, but I have no evidence. And it looks like a deluded schizophrenic to me. Now, deluded schizophrenic can get you a judgment in the leftist area. So you kind of have to appreciate that Sam Altman is in trouble. But ultimately, she wants more money because they've been trying to care for her, keep her silent. And now she's bringing it to court because she's going to make more demands. And it will be up to Sam Altman. Do I just drop a couple of million on this bitch and she shuts up? Or do I go to trial? It's all just trouble and probably not based on any sort of fact. Two men and a dog trapped as the Palisades fire surround. This was one of the most spectacular views of the fires. The guy is inside his house, which has been cornered by all sides by the fire. Wow. That is what hell must feel like. The fire getting closed. No way to run.
Just be okay. You're gonna be okay. Hi. You're gonna be okay. Oh shit.
Want me to the park?
Yeah, don't worry about that, dude. Look at that. Oh shit.
It's really not a good place to be. You can die just from asphyxiation. If there's that much fire, you can't stay there. You have to flee because eventually the house will be filled with that smoke.
Scary, fuck.
Yeah. Oh God. The plastic is gone, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh God.
Are the water ready?
Yeah.
There's no way to fight this at this point. Everything will burn. It will burn on its way.
The gas? Outside? Okay, the gas is off right now.
Well, at least they turned off the gas. Bro, this is the amount of fire that will just melt your whole gas pipeline, and it's gonna burn whether it's shut down or not with your little valve inside your house. Naberius says, yeah, the oxygen deprivation can sneak up on you. Oh yeah, you know, you're 1 second you're breathing fresh air, the other second there's just too much monoxide, carbon monoxide, you're dead. You're not going to be able to flee because the carbon monoxide will just take you down immediately. You're going to be unconscious for maybe 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and you're dead. You're dying while that is happening. Trump lays out the scam of Biden borders wall material sale. Well, this is one dirty thing that the Biden government is doing. They are making everything so that Trump cannot move on and make America healthy. One of the things they're doing is they tried selling the materials for the building of the wall to a company. Like, hey, see those walls at the border? We're selling you this material. We're selling you the metal in the rebar, or we're selling you that concrete. And the company wanted to buy it cheap from Biden and to resell it to Trump, basically saying, hey, we haven't collected our concrete and our rebars yet. Would you like to rebuy it? Rebuy it at higher price. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, Trump was describing that apparently they have a judge on their side who is saying, no, that's exploitation, that's fraud. You're basically trying to defraud the American government. Saturn Shine says, they're clearing out for new slave labor camps. Yeah, who knows what will happen with these areas? I mean, they are parasitized by leftists. They will be on full ashes. They will certainly be highly desirable places for rich people, leftists, to rebuild something, and it's probably going to be extremely communist. You couldn't exclude that there could be a labor camps of some sort, perhaps vaccination camps rebuilt in these places as the leftists take over and perhaps the most intelligent centrists leave the area. I regret getting vaccinated for COVID. I want the truth. I want to trust the systems that produce science, he said.
Vaccines are a holy war. Like, they're... No one is engaged on vaccines in a scientific method. It is just like a political fight mechanism. So I don't engage in holy war.
Also, let me make it personal. Do you get a flu shot every year?
No.
Did you get vaccinated for COVID?
I did.
Do you regret getting vaccinated for COVID?
I do.
Why?
I mean, I want to trust the systems that produce science. I want them to, their role is...
As soon as you trust it, it's over. As soon as you delegate your thinking to another entity, no matter what it is, that entity will be subject to corruption. You cannot trust the science. That's the contradictory ID. You should not and cannot trust the science. You can do science, you can argue about science, but the minute you trust anything, yes, trust the science is an oxymoron, says Yogis. I totally agree. Talking about the economy before we close the show, FOMC minutes show almost all Fed members see higher inflation risks cite Trump policies. Yeah. So in my trading decisions and in my reflections about Bitcoin, I'm kind of conflicted because I can see a scenario where the economy crashes and Bitcoin crashes and enters a bear market. I can see a lot of disappointment because there's been lots of excitation around Trump presidency, but it could shift into disappointment at any time. But at the same time, I'm afraid we may be in for another cycle of economic expansion, loose monetary policies, Trump, everything will become bigger, fuck red tape type of moment for America. And if so, I don't want to miss it. I want to be on the car ride there. And so I'm like, do I rebuy Bitcoin? Do I let it fall for a whole 6 months or a year? It's very hard to make a decision. I can't tell you that I'm certain about anything I do, but what I can tell you is that these two scenarios are on my mind, that we still haven't had a massive, like almost abusive rise of everything with quantitative easing and the Fed printing money. So this could still happen. And if that happens, I need to be in Bitcoin. But if it doesn't happen, and if Trump fizzles out and the excitement around Trump fizzles out, and we realize, oh, the whole Bitcoin reserve isn't happening, or it's gonna happen at a lower rate, then you want to be out of Bitcoin. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I just don't know. Mr. Anderson says, Bitcoin is just game token. It has no intrinsic value. It's actually has negative intrinsic value because you have to burn tons of energy and add to pollution and climate change. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off, Mr. Anderson. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Mr. Anderson, who the fuck are you? You're not a usual member of this chat. What the fuck are you doing coming here with these leftist arguments of pollution and climate change? And you're already there wanting to impose a tax carbon credit to Bitcoin. And what is this thing about intrinsic value? We never heard anyone talk about intrinsic value before the advent of Bitcoin. What is this? Does a piece of material, does steel has intrinsic value? Does a company has intrinsic value? Let's say I sell you Facebook. I sell you Facebook for $1 trillion. Does Facebook has $1 trillion of intrinsic value? No. If you boil it down, if you boil Facebook down, if you literally boil it with fire and you boil the employees to get all the carbon you can get from them, and you sell the carbon on the market, Facebook is not worth $1 trillion. It's not even worth $1 million. Like, even if you were to melt all of their vehicles and servers, maybe you're going to get to a couple million. So 99.999% of the value of Facebook is not intrinsic. It's a joke, this concept of intrinsic value, by the way. Even if you're talking about melted metals, it's not intrinsic. Even the gold, for example. It's not the gold that's carrying the value. It's what people are willing to pay for that metal. But it's not intrinsic. There's no such thing as intrinsic value. That's the reality. And ultimately, it boils down to what people are willing to use something for and pay for something. People are willing to pay for Bitcoin. And Bitcoin allows the transfer of property in ways that nothing that ever existed, including banks, including governments, systems, travelers, donkeys. Nothing has ever achieved the transferability of Bitcoin as a token being transferable from one point of the world to another without even the specification of where that point is. Now, is that intrinsically valuable? Maybe not. But nothing is intrinsically valuable, because value by its definition is what people are willing to pay for something. Much love. See you all tomorrow. I'll be on Richard Spencer's show. there may or may not be a regular show. It depends on what time the Richard Spencer show is. I'll have to check, but maybe I'll have a break of the regular show. Much love, and I'll see you all either tomorrow or 2 days from now.